Welcome to the Get Real Podcast.
I'm Christina Boschman.
And I'm Gianna Robustiano. We are so excited that you are here.
What is Get Real all about? It's about you creating your best life.
Are you ready to get real? Today, we're talking all about asking for a sign.
So, what does that mean?
Yes, it could mean, like, maybe you're in a situation where you feel like you need help on something, or you need a sign that something's gonna work out or whatever, and you just want a sign that everything's gonna be okay or you're on the right path.
Right. Or, yeah, I was going to say, being on the right path.
Yeah.
Because a few years ago, I was asking myself that. And when I was first really working on Let My Legacy Be Love, and I kept thinking, am I going in the right direction? I'm spending so much money on this, and I don't even know if this is something that people are going to be interested in. What should I do? At the same time, I was seeing feathers everywhere, and I would think, that's so weird. Here's a blue jay feather. Wow, here's a cardinal feather. Here's a feather. I don't know what kind of this is. And I started researching feathers. And it was in my research of trying to understand what these feathers were that I found out that people believe that when you see feathers, it's a sign that you're moving in the right direction.
I've seen that before. That
crazy?
Too.
Yeah.
And seeing that as a sign is so cool when you start becoming aware of those little things that fall into your path.
Right. And like I had a friend a few years ago. She was trying to decide if she should go back to school or not. Mm-hmm. And she was so wrapped up in knots about the whole thing. And she said, I finally said, if I'm supposed to go back to school, when I walk out the door, I want to see somebody walking by my porch that has a hot pink wool hat on her head. So she was looking for not just pink, but hot pink on a woman's head. She said she got her coat on to take the dog out, walked out the door, and isn't this woman walking right by the step with the hot pink hat on?
I love that story.
Right. And I said to her, so are you going back to school now? Mm-hmm. She was like, well, I don't know. Maybe I need to see another sign. Maybe that was just a coincidence. Like, how big of a coincidence is it that you specifically asked for somebody in a hot pink wool hat to be walking by your steps in May when it's warm outside?
Yeah, like that.
Come on.
That is a sign. But I feel like I'm the same way. Like I did this literally yesterday or the day before yesterday. I was asking for a sign on this job that kind of fell into my lap. And I was asking just if this is like the right path almost. And I was like, I want to see a bright lime green car and 1111. So I asked for two different signs because I know how I am and I need to just have like a lot of different signs come in my way, even though the one should have done it. So I remember asking that. And I'm driving down the road and I like looked to my left and I see a lime green like Jeep, like bright lime
that
green Jeep.
That is so funny to say. How often do you see a lime green Jeep?
You don't see it. And I was like, that's interesting. And I'm like, well, I don't know about this. I still don't trust. And then as my day went on, I did see two more lime green cars. And I was like, well, that's not bright, but it is lime. And I could just picture whoever's giving me the sign just being like, come on, seriously. So then I saw 1111. A friend's address is literally 1111. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, I don't know about this. So then yesterday, I went to my parents' house and my mom handed me this packet with the job description. And the title of the job description is 1111. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to take that as a sign. And I was like, it took me a couple of various things when I could have just took the first lime green car or the first time I saw 1111, but it was literally next to the job title. And I was like, okay, I'm going to believe it now.
Yeah. Well, especially because it was the job title.
Yeah.
Was 1111. It's like, that's crazy.
That's crazy. And I can picture like whoever's given the sign, they're like, okay, we threw her the lime green car, the Jeep. We threw her another one and another one. We put it in someone's here and here. We're going to need to put it exactly next to the job title so she's going to believe it. So that's how I see it. And they're like laughing or whatever. And I was like, okay, thanks, guys. Thanks for the sign.
That's hysterical. But I mean, that's how it happens.
It does.
And especially when you put something out, you have to ask.
Yeah.
You know, for people who believe the Bible, whatever it is that you believe, it says in the Bible, asking you shall receive.
Yeah.
And when you come right out and ask for a sign, sometimes you don't ask for a sign. A few years ago, wow, it's a long time ago now, it's 2008. Mm-hmm. I was driving, it was the first year that I knew Gianna. And I was driving down to New Jersey to a recital. And as I was driving, I was in my car and I had been. That's when my marriage was breaking up. Everything was a perfect storm. My marriage broke up. I lost my job. My son had left for college. And I was so stressed out. And that particular day, my brother was supposed to come to my office by 9 o'clock because I told him I had to leave at the latest 11:30. He needed me to file his tax form for him. And I'm waiting for him and waiting for him. And I called him and now it's 20 after 11. He's still not there. And so I called him again and he said, I'll be there in 15 minutes. And I just felt, I am so disrespected. I swear, people just don't respect my time. And I was in my car and I'm driving down to New Jersey and it was a gorgeous day. I remember the sun was shining. It was just such a pretty day. And I was thinking, I wish I wasn't feeling unhappy, but I feel so unhappy right now. And I was talking everything out loud, all the things that had happened over that 6-month period, just trying to understand the flow of events. And then suddenly, all of a sudden, I just started crying and I said, I feel so alone. I have no idea why I did it, but I reached over and I turned on the radio. And when I did, there was a song playing. The first thing I heard out of the radio was, "You're never alone, baby, you're never alone."
Wow, goosebumps.
Yeah, me too. I still get them. And it was a Michael Bublé song. I had never heard it before that moment. And I went from crying to laughing my head off because I said, oh my God, thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
It's just a feeling. I feel like I'm alone, but there are people supporting me and I need to understand that.
How crazy is that though? That was the perfect time.
That was probably one of the craziest quote unquote coincidences in my life, because I don't believe in coincidences.
No, me either.
Yeah.
I mean, just those specific words to hear that in that moment.
Oh my gosh.
So crazy. And also, like, you don't need to be, like, religious or anything. You can ask for a sign, and you don't have to have any of these things. Because I always thought that, too. Like, I thought I needed to go to church, or I needed to believe in something or whatever. And then I started asking for help. I remember one day I was like down on my knees and I was like, if there's anything like there, like it makes me emotional. I was like, God or whomever, my grandmother who was on the other side. And I was crying and I was like, I need help. And then my life changed completely after that. This program came my way that literally put me and helped me to where I am today. And that came out of nowhere too. And I was like, wait, maybe I should just start opening my mind that maybe someone is listening to me and wanting to help me.
Right.
That changed my whole entire life. So from that point on, I started asking for signs or asking for help or anything. And they started to come into my reality. Like, I was in a place too where I felt, this happened actually last year, but I was in a place where I felt very, very alone for whatever reason was happening on that day. And I was like, ugh, I don't know if I'm going to get through this situation. And I was just sad that day. And I got into my car. For some reason, my USB like was not working. And I never listened to the radio ever.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, let's just turn on the radio. And I kid you not, the song I Will Survive comes on.
And that's one of your signature songs. That's a riot.
I love singing that song. And it came literally right when I turned the radio on. Why would I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor be on the radio?
Exactly. Like, what station were you listening to?
I don't know. I don't know, because Paul, my stepdad, if he had ever borrowed my car, he would leave it on the AM stations mm-hmm. or whatever. And I remember just turning it on and that was on. And I just started laughing too. Like, I was just like, this is so funny that this particular song is on the radio. And it makes me emotional too, because it's just like being in those moments of sadness and like just you feel like, I don't know if you're going to survive this or you're going to get through it. And then that happens and it's just like, oh my God, I have so much faith right now that things are going to work out and it's going to happen. And it's just, it's hilarious because I sing I Will Survive at every single one of my gigs. And when I sing it, I feel empowered and it reminds me of all the things that I had went through to get where I am, that I survived it.
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that that was on the radio is just mind blowing. And it just is crazy, honestly.
Yeah. And the thing of it is too, it's a matter too of being open to understanding
mm-hmm.
that that's a sign.
Yeah.
And I think anybody who really has had a sign just come in out of left field, or if you ask for a sign, there's that part of you that is blown out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we have to remind ourselves, because then a couple months later, something else is going on and oh, poor me. I always say to myself, I know there's something there
mm-hmm.
because these things have happened. Signs are around us all the time.
Seriously, all the time. And it just takes being open to that. And once you have that experience, that like for Christina, feeling alone and then it coming on into the car, and then same with like me down on my knees asking for help for whoever was there. And then help came in mm-hmm. the most random way. And that experience, those experiences kind of opens you up to asking more, like asking for help in various ways, asking for a sign and asking you shall receive. You don't have to be religious or anything. You're just a human being. And
well, it's interesting because I've never been religious. I've always been more spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And this past fall, I think I met a man who's very biblical. He said that he had spent most of his life as a Catholic, and I grew up in the Catholic Church where they never talked about the Bible, so I was kind of brought up the same way. And he got me interested in picking up the Bible here and there to just see what passage I would open up to. And every single time it was something that was relevant to what I was doing. And I would think, this is crazy, because cool. It is a bunch of stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one morning, I opened it up, and I'm reading this passage, and I swear, I read it 15 times. I totally did not get it. Why did my eye go to that? There has to be a reason. So what do? I emailed Joe, because I thought, maybe he can explain this to me so that I could understand how it might be relevant to me. It was at 6 o'clock in the morning, right?
Mm.
I emailed it to him. He responded within 5 minutes and he said, this is incredible. This is exactly what I needed to hear this morning. And isn't it crazy And I hadn't had any contact with him for a few months either.
Oh, my gosh. So he needed to hear that.
He needed to hear it. He said, this is not for you. This is for me.
Oh, my gosh.
And he explained the whole reason why. I'm getting all goosebumps.
I have goosebumps, too. That's incredible.
Yeah. And so, like, those things happen. And it's life, and they're all over the place. Mm-hmm. We just have to recognize them. I was telling you earlier about the dragonfly on the boulder out mm-hmm. here. My brother died in 2015, very unexpectedly. And it was about a year later, and I was sitting in here working, and I noticed this giant, giant dragonfly sitting on the boulder right outside the window. And generally, they'll come around, but they come and they sit, and then they're gone. And then they sit, and they're gone. But that dragonfly stayed there. I bet it was 3 hours until I finally took a picture of it. I took a picture of it. I put it up on social media, and I said, this dragonfly has been hanging around all afternoon. It's so strange. And somebody said to me, has one of your loved ones passed away recently? And I said, no. But, oh, my God, my brother died 1 year ago today. And I was like, that's just crazy.
It is so crazy. And that somebody, like, you just posted it on Facebook and then someone said that.
Right.
Too, which is just so, it's just, all of this stuff is so crazy. And, like, those signs can come through to somebody. Some, you could just be having a conversation and someone says something that you really needed to hear. And in that moment, it was like, oh, my gosh, I remember I asked for that sign and someone verbally said whatever it was. And that was exactly what you needed to hear in that moment.
Yeah, like for me, that happened to me. Well, it happened lots of times because I am totally open to signs. Mm-hmm. But this one particular day, I was, again, just having a bad day because that's the best time to get them, right?
Yeah.
I was having a bad day and I was trying to understand my feelings over something. And a salesperson came into the office and she was selling health insurance or something. And she was relating this story to me. And she said, and I finally said to myself, you know what? You need to get better. Don't get bitter, get better. And I was, holy crow. That's exactly what I needed to hear in that moment. And I was immersed in the conversation, but I grabbed a piece of paper and I wrote it down so that I wouldn't forget about it.
Oh my gosh.
Because I thought, I've been asking, I had been out taking a walk before that. And if you could just send me a sign, like help me understand where my mind needs to be on this. Mm-hmm. And don't get bitter, get better.
That's so
cool. It was
cool. Crazy.
It was so fun.
It is so fun too. It's so, so cool too, because that's another thing. Like sometimes when you ask for a sign, it's not going to be, sometimes it might be like directly kind of what you asked for, but sometimes it might be in a different form. Right. So it's not going to be like 1111 or 222. It could be something in the form that you asked, but not what you expected to. Like for me, the story about directly asking for a lime green car and 1111, sure, like that worked for that time. But sometimes I could be asking and maybe on TV I see like a lime green car, or someone says something like a lime green car, like,
right,
you know,
right.
It could be like in that way. And it's just being open to it too. That's like we were talking about it. That is definitely key for all of this, because I bet there's a bunch of signs in your life, but you might not be like open or aware to look, like looking around in wherever you are right now, maybe there's a sign or something that means something to you.
Right.
And just looking around and seeing it too. And also not being too attached when you ask for that sign. I think
that's a huge
piece
of it.
Yeah.
Because if you get attached to an outcome, it's all about, you know, not looking for the outcome.
Yeah.
But it's for understanding.
Yeah, definitely. So not being like, oh my God, I asked for a sign the other day and it didn't come. Because sometimes you can ask for a sign and it's not going to come like immediately like that.
Right.
It could come a couple days later. And then by that time you might have forgotten about it. And then you're asking again. So it's it's being open to it and not being attached to how, what form that sign is going to come in.
Exactly. To. Yeah. And it's being open all the time.
Yes.
Open, curious. And how do you stay open and curious? You stay in the moment as much as you can.
Definitely.
Because you might be missing a sign because your mind is on something that's not, that you're ruminating about and going over and over in your head. The answer is right there. Look at the title on the bookshelf. You know, sometimes it's something as simple as that, or there's an Oriole out in the tree right now. Look.
Yeah.
Open your eyes and look. Open your ears and listen.
That's all. It takes being in the moment totally. Like, that reminded me of, I didn't even ask for a sign, actually, this one time, but I was in my head a little bit about singing, and I was like, I don't know if this is for me. I don't know if I want to continue. I open up YouTube, and the first video that is there is, don't give up on singing, and it's like a vocal exercise. Like that, I was like, what? I didn't even ask for anything, but I mean, I was overthinking, but I went on YouTube and made eye contact with that immediately in that moment, and it said, don't give up on singing. Like, that's literally the clearest sign ever, and I didn't even ask for it.
Exactly.
So it's like looking around. It's like, it's fun. Like, it's like looking for little clues in your life and seeing it in that way, and what's around, because there's always something that's around that can kind of generate that feeling.
Yeah, always.
I believe like these signs that we're given is like motivation to keep trusting the process, keep moving forward.
Yeah.
And I think the more you keep asking for these signs and the more they come into your life, the more you have that faith and you keep that faith going on, and it helps you get through hard things, honestly.
Absolutely. And that's one of the tips that we'll leave you with is that it is a matter of just being open, understanding that a lot of times you're not asking for a sign because whoever's out there orchestrating this knows you're not going to ask. So they might slap you right in the face with it.
Yeah, they might. They're like, oh, we know she's being a little stubborn, so we're just going to put this sign on a billboard and maybe she'll look to her left and see it.
And see it as she drives by.
Yeah. Yeah. Being open to that and aware to it too, and not second guessing or quadruple guessing it like I tend to do sometimes.
Well, and also, you know, write them down when they happen.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah. You have a sign. Write it down. Because that way, when you start thinking, oh, I never get answers to signs, you can go back into your journal, wherever you keep this stuff, and say, that happened there. Because it helps you maintain a faith.
Yes, that's what it does. And how awesome it is to like look in your little notebook, keep a little notebook with you when you're going through those hard times to reference, oh, I Will Survive was on the radio. I forgot about that until I was just talking about it. And that was like, okay, like I will survive this. I'll get through it. And using those as reference too, because it helps you get through those tough times.
Exactly. And I think with that, we'll wrap up this episode.
Yes.
We hope that you got something kind of cool and interesting out of it. If it's something you've never thought about before,
try it out.
Try it out. You know, if it's something that you deal with all the time, that you get signs all the time, like, send us email. Let us know.
Share your stories.
Yeah, grow@manifestingmiraclestogether.com. We love when we get emails that have your stories in them.
Yes, we love to hear them, and we can share them on the podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're ready to get real, follow us on social media. The links are below. And check out our website, www.manifestingmiraclestogether.com.
Is there someone you know who is ready to get real? If so, then do them a favor and share this episode.
Until next time.